translation with a short purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Prakasananda Saraswati, however, caught Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally by the hand and seated him with great respect in the midst of the assembly. Purport. The respectful behavior of Prakashananda Saraswati toward Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very much to be appreciated. Such a behavior is calculated to be agyata sukriti, or pious activities that one executes without his knowledge. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very tactfully gave Prasananda Saraswati an opportunity to advance in agyata sukriti, so that in the future he might actually become a Vaishnava sannyasi. And the purport. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmalitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tatati Svapadandikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Kam Karoti Vachalam Pangalam Gayate Girim Yat Kripatamam Bande Shiguru Dinatarinam. I offer my humble obeisances to my spiritual master, that by his mercy a blind man can see stars in the sky, and by his mercy a lame man can cross mountains, and by his mercy a dumb man can speak eloquently. Therefore I offer my humble obeisances to the spiritual master, Shikshu Guru, Diksha Guru, and all the assembled Vaishnavas. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastha Bhutale Shimati Tamala Krishna Vaswanti Namne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastha Bhutale Shimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamne Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunavadi Paskada Disatarine Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayivacha Titanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Nama. Please correct me, Rupa Vilas Prabhu, if I somehow or another deviate from any Siddhanta or any... Actually, you should be the one sitting here and talking. So, Prakashanandi Sarasvati, however, caught Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally by the hand and seated him with a great respect in the midst of the assembly. We are pretty much all of us familiar with this pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu freshly entering into the so-called sannyasa ashram for him. just to... with the purpose of trying to catch all those who try to escape the mercy of Krishna. And amongst those, the most difficult ones, they were the Mayavadis, the follower of Sankaracharya. They, because they studied Siddhanta of the Vedanta philosophy, so therefore it's difficult to wake up someone who pretends to sleep, someone who already thinks that he knows everything, it's very difficult for that person to know more or to know already what he knows. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he devised this program, Accepting Sannyas, and he could see and could understand that the Mayavadi impersonalist, they were very tough to bend. So one day, I think it was not one of his associates, one of the Brahmins from the group of those Mayavadi, a young man, a young Brahmin, is it correct? He invited him for prasad, for lunch. I think it's in his house that this pastime is happening. Yeah, he invites Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very humbly. He could see that there was a very special effulgence into the personality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was very attracted by this new sannyasi. Nobody knew who he was, where he came from, what was his name. So naturally, when someone is effulgent, people, they're attracted to that person, and they like to have some kind of association, company, or to befriend such a person. That's what the bodily beauty. Krishna came, he didn't even come to preach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but his greatest weapon was his bodily effulgence. Just by being beautiful, he was melting the heart of, purifying the heart of all those who are antagonistic towards the personality of Godhead, to negate his personality, to negate the personality of Godhead. So he started with that. He didn't have to press himself by struggle, by preaching or by debate. He just manifested a little glimpse of his opulence, effulgence, because the word Krishna means attractive and beautiful. I don't have any problem with that. Many people that when I go out in the street and try to distribute books, they find a difficulty to understand why God's name is Krishna. And what does that mean? So I have to explain, you know, that he has no name, really, God. But according to his quality, he has a name. Mukunda, Krishna, Yadava, Madhava, Gokulananda. Shishirada Gokulananda ki jaya. Ram. So every name has a purport. It hides a beautiful meaning. So Krishna, the word Krishna is supreme attractive, beautiful. If God is not beautiful, then he's not God. Beauty doesn't just mean, when you look at someone, it doesn't just mean the perfect profile, nice shape of the face and nose. And beauty, there's a say, knowledge is the most beautiful thing. Compassion is a beautiful thing. compassionate, to be blissful is a beautiful thing. To be magnanimous, merciful. So all this beauty, they were there in the face or in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can tell when someone, you know, when you're dealing with someone, oh, he's a very kind person. He's a beautiful person. Doesn't necessarily applies to the body, but he has a beautiful character. When someone is truthful, it's a beauty, it's attractive. So the word Krishna is actually has the supreme meaning that ignorance, envy, anger, all these bad qualities, they are conspicuous by their absence. So all these things, they could not be found into the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It says the face is the index of the mind. You can tell someone by the face, by the expression, that what the mind is containing. When someone is sincere, or when someone is, you could tell all these things. When someone is, you become a little bit adamant, a little bit suspicious. When someone is not telling the truth, or when someone is dealing with you in a very derogatory way, or when someone is challenging you in a sarcastic way, so that you could tell, you know, the intention of the person. And very often, even if the person doesn't speak, you can, you know, the mind, you can hear the mind of the person. The mind speaks very loud. When someone is angry at you, just by the look of that person, you can tell that something is going on in the mind of that person. So, beauty, we were talking about beauty. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't have all these things. It was a pure glass of water. I don't know how to explain, but the way Srila Prabhupada explains the character of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all these books of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, everything he did was beautiful. So why not being pulled towards him? Why not being attracted to him? Is in the heart of everyone. And if you are attracted to someone, another living entity, we were talking about God before, but now let's talk about a devotee, someone who has a connection with God. Then, according to the degree of association, how close you are with God, or advanced spiritually, that much you are beautiful also. And that much people, they're attracted to you. So really, when someone is a Krishna conscious, is an attractive person, spiritual advance. It's not just knowledge. Knowledge, it doesn't bring people necessarily close to God. As Krishna himself declares in the Gita, Bhavanam jamanam ante, yamanam mam prapadyante, vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sadurlava. In order to become mahatma, you have to take birth many, many, many times. Bhavanam, bahu means many, many times. Janmanam mante. And through those births, you may study, you may try to understand. Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sadurlabha. Maybe, after many thousands of births, maybe you can, such a soul, Mahatma, he maybe understand that Vasudeva is the cause of all causes. That's not just Krishna saying that. Lord Brahma, Vedeshu Durlabham, Adurlabham, Aktma Bhakto, Govindam Mahadipurusham, Tamaham Bhajami. There are so many statements from great personalities. Vedeshu Durlabham. You cannot be understood even by the greatest of Vedic study, the greatest scholar or Vedic knowledge. But you can be understood easily. Atma Bhakto, someone, such a soul who is your devotee. The criteria to become beautiful, like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, attractive. Because really, when we say, oh, we go out and preach, that is not what attracts people to Krishna consciousness. It's not the preaching, but it's what is the carrier of the goods. It's actually how you carry yourself. I can have the full, in my full command, I can have the power of all the Vedic literature in my possession. But does it do any good to me if I preach that and if I don't behave according to the what I know? So therefore, there is something which is more important that comes always as the horse in front of the cart. Like Srila Prabhupada's name, Bhaktivedanta Swami. It's not that when he took the sannyas title was Vedanta Bhakti. You never find such a name. Because bhakti always precedes knowledge. So we may don't know much when we join Krishna consciousness, but if we have a bhakti, if we have some sense of connection and devotion towards Krishna, no matter how in a low degree it is, of how much we love Krishna, or even if we don't have any love, but just by being humble is a sign of bhakti. Even if we don't have any love or devotion, there's always a tool of humility to recognize, yes, I don't have any bhakti. And Krishna very much likes that. That itself is bhakti. Spiritual life starts with humility. So all these Vedantists, headed by Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur, they had everything but not bhakti towards Krishna, towards God. They were missing the main principle, the main point. So therefore, the so-called spiritual advancement that they were trying to make, it was just like trying to make a hole in the water. It will never happen. So Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur, when Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the invitation in the house of this Brahman, I think Mahaprabhu, he sat far away, isn't it, from the assembly in a shoe room. And there is a picture, actually. I don't know if he's here. It's a very beautiful pastime. And he became introverted. He washed his feet, and then he sat down in the where everyone was leaving their shoes or sandals. And he peacefully withdrew himself, but he was very beautiful. So all the Mayavadi, they were saying, who is this man? Who is this sannyasi? Why is he sitting there in a dirty place? And look how beautiful he is. So they couldn't understand how such a beautiful person he abandons himself in such an ugly place. Why is he sitting there? So Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur, he went to him, and that's the verse we are reading today. Caught Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally by the hand and seated him with great respect in the midst of the assembly. So he brought him into the center of all the Mayavadi. That's the one. Beautiful. I know you have seen these pictures many times, but it has a lot of power when it is spoken about it. Looking at the picture and entering into the pastime, you could see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the behavior was not just like, you know, someone, a professor who is being interviewed, you know, to give a statement. They dress very nicely and then they push themselves forward, you know, yes, I know. And they try to overlord they hijack the old debates, conversations. I've seen, you know, many times, you could see on TV when everybody thinks that their idea is the best. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's behavior was different, yeah. He was invited, but still, you know, he kept very humble, away from everybody. And he waited for them to make the initiative. He just went there with his beauty, that's all. Not try to engage in any debate. So that's a powerful preacher. One time I remember, it was a very cold day, extremely cold day. I was with Shivaram Swami, myself, Shivaram Swami, I think it was Arjuna and Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Chaitanya, I don't know if any of you remember him. We were in a parking lot, and I came out of the car to unripe some books. It was very cold. My hands, they were, and everyone else, you know, they were trying to warm up before going out. And and there was a man behind, parked behind. Then everyone came out of the car, and we were peacefully unwrapping some books and putting the books in a bag. And this man came out of the car. No, he didn't come out, actually. He opened the window, and he called me, and he said, you know, you look, you people, you look very saintly, very, very attractive. What are you doing here? What have you got? What is that? So the point I'm trying to make is that we were not even preaching. We were not doing any activity at all whatsoever. But just by the desire to please Srila Prabhupada, to do something for Krishna, somehow or another, somebody was attracted to us. And that's preaching. So the preaching, as charity begins at home, begins with us. Trying to clean our body in the morning, shower externally and internally with the chanting. We'll come to that in a minute. The process of purification, it's meant to become attractive, not just to the living entity, but even a God himself, he becomes attracted to us. It's not that we are attracted to Krishna and that's it. It's not one way. But also Krishna becomes attracted to us. He is very, always very anxious. He's always searching eternally for this element of bhakti. That's why Srimati Radharani is very dear to him. Because it's something very dear to him, devotion. That's the only thing God wants, he needs. He's never got enough. He's opulent, but he's always hungering for that. So there is something that God is never got enough, and he wants more and more. He's very greedy for that. Bhakti-vatsala. That's the meaning of Bhakti-vatsala. So much so that he's attracted to his devotee, becomes the servant of his devotee. Is that correct, Rupi Vilasvara? Bhakti-vatsala. Becomes a servant of his devotee. He's attracted to his devotee. So he wants to serve his devotee. And, you know, it's not something that we just say, but it's been done in history of all the incarnations of God. You have seen that he comes, sometimes he becomes a gatekeeper of his devotee. Who is the gatekeeper? Who plays the part of a gatekeeper? Is that? Yes, that's the one. Vamanadev, yes. Became the gatekeeper of... That's something like Kuveri Prabhu is doing. He's a very humble man. Good man. If you talk to him, that's all I know. I'm just here as a gatekeeper. Humble service. That's what God was doing in the planet, opulent planet of Maharaj Bali. And he set Bali as the king of that planet on the throne. No, you be the king and I'll be the gatekeeper. I will serve you. Make sure no intruder will come in. And not only that, he came as an animal to support the mountain on his back, while the demons and the demigods they had a separate interest from God. They were churning the ocean of milk and trying to get some goods out of it. But there were some great devotees there, so God became the tortoise. He served them in that way. Then another time he came, even as a Krishna, he came to worship the feet of Brahmana Sudama. He was not just showing off some kind of supreme humility. No, when a God does something, the old personality goes in that thing, in the action. When you... Not like us, we do something, probably it's at my humble businesses, and then the false ego is up like a snake. You know, it's like, you just, we go down with the body, but the snake of the false ego is still up. Just, you know, I offered him obeisance, but I want to be nice to him, or to her, just to keep a good relationship. But did you mean the obeisances? So similarly, when we offer a smile to someone, you can tell, you know, who's a good friend, a real friend, or someone who's a bit duplicious. See, sometimes some people, they'll smile at you like a clown. But there is something else, you know, in the mind. They have an opinion about you. But to be cordial... But no, it's not like that in the character of Krishna. If he smiles at you, there is no dupliciousness. How do you say? Dupliciousness. Duplicity. There is no duplicity. Everything he does is all good. So he was... Um, When he came here, he conquered the heart of this Mayavadi just by his beauty. He didn't talk much. Actually, there was only one thing, if I remember correctly, he said, when he was brought in the midst of the assembly of all these Mayavadi. Then, fully satisfied, the Mayavadi, they were purified just by looking at him. Then they said, okay, but now we understand that you are a Narayan. We are pretty much convinced that you are God. Immediately they could understand that he's somebody superior to them. And they said, but we still don't understand one thing. Why don't give so much importance of the Vedanta philosophy? Why don't you like to associate with us who study the Vedanta? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was one, if I remember, Prabhupada used to describe that he did not associate with them because they were always criticizing not the Lord, but mainly his associates. You know, that he's associating with all these fanatics chanting and dancing, sentimentalists. And so Krishna, it pained Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not because an offense was towards him, but was towards his devotees. That is the reason why he kept always away from the Mayavadis. But somehow or another, they did something to overlap those offenses. They invited him for prasad, and then they invited him to sit with them. You know, that was, Srila Prabhupada calls it in the purport. They had the good fortune of engaging in Agyata Sukriti. Agyata Sukriti is a very special phenomenon. It's actually very often is born from, not from pious activities, not from, it's a unconditional mercy. It just happens by the will of the providence. So you can be very, very bad person, and then all of a sudden something good will happen to you. You will have the desire to do something good. That is called Agyata Sukriti. Like out of the blue, people, they help a devotee. Or someone does something which is favorable to the devotees. And even though that person, it's against his conventional thing. Like an uncharitable person gives something to a devotee, a charity. Or someone who never engages in any he never interferes in any dispute, and then if he sees a devotee having some problem with someone, then the person interferes and takes the side of the devotees. That's Agyata Sukriti. So somehow or another they favored Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, and then they asked him this question at the end, you know, why what's wrong with the Vedas? The Vedas, they're pure. So he said, that's the time when he spoke very nicely, and he said, I am a fool. I'm not even on the standard of, I'm a low class sannyasi. I think it's in the previous verse that his category of sannyasi is, sannyasi gurus was from a different line, which was supposed to be low grade than those Sankara followers. Yes, the previous word, the Lord replied, I belong to a lower order of sannyasis, therefore I do not deserve to sit with you. So he declared, you know, his status quo to all these Mayavadis. I don't have any criteria, you know. But there is one thing. I would like to tell you, since you asked me why I don't agree with this, to promote the Vedanta philosophy. When I approached my spiritual master, I was a fool, and I could understand that I am a fool, so therefore he instructed me to don't bother with the Vedantas, to study the Vedantas, just chant this name, this mantra, the Hare Krishna mantra. Sorry, what time we stop? 8:30 or 8:45? Oh, 9 o'clock, okay. And so he said, my spiritual master, he saw me that I was a fool. Of course, that was not a fact. It was, he's saying himself, that, but it was not the truth that the guru saw him like a fool. It was just that, you know, that was the supreme arrangement that the mantra was given. He wanted to glorify the giving of the holy name, the Harinam initiation, which is more important than studying the Vedanta. So the guru said that the guru saw me as a fool and he gave me this mantra, which has made me like a madman, has made me like a crazy, and I cannot contain my madness. I'm very, very happy. So therefore, please believe me, I don't do this intentionally, but it happens automatically. Just by chanting this mantra, I become happy. And I wanted to share with all my associates. And actually, Srila Prabhupada, I think it's later on you will come across, whoever will give a class in the future, Srila Prabhupada mentions that this verse, the statement that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving to the Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur and to all the Mayavadis is the most important statement to be found in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and is in one verse of the 11th canto. If you remember, 11th canto, that you would find, you know, exactly the same verse, that by chanting this mantra, you will attain madness, you know, all these symptoms of love of Godhead. And that is the most important verse of all the old Bhagavatam. I remember I read this pastime when I was brahmachari. I only remember the 11th canto, but I can't remember the there was a nice purport from Hridayananda Maharaj. And he's referring to this verse here of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Prabhupada refers to the 11th canto, and the 11th canto refers to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that the statement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the... That's why the holy name is the most important thing in all the spiritual culture. Even in the Christianity, you say, you know, always remember to sanctify the names of God. Calling God by the name is very pleasing to him. Just like when you call someone, it's... Have you ever experienced, if someone says Prabhu, Haribol, or some, you know, some impersonal thing, or when someone comes to you and calls you by the name, it's very personal, you know, they really touch the core of your identity. Isn't that? Or am I talking rubbish? But I prefer more if someone calls me by name than hello, you know, or I know that there's one of my friend, a devotee, and his wife will never call him by the name. Of course, in the Vedic culture, you're not supposed to call your husband by the name. But still, you know, he's been married for about 30 years and still waiting for his wife to call him by the name. She says, Haribo, Haribo, you know, she's in the other room, Haribo, since the time they've been married. So anyway, you just wanted to tell me that. So it's all these small things, but it's very personal. You call God by the name, and he likes it very much. Immediately, he turns around, yes. And especially when we chant on, that's the whole purpose of spiritual life. It's not something sentimental that what we are doing. It's a science. It works. It's just that we haven't understood yet what we are doing. What was it in a conversation? I was reading a conversation, Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur, with one of his walking disciple. I think it was Japataka Maharaj. Prabhupada said it takes, after 30 years, we can start to understand what it means to call God by his name. It's just like when we chant our japa. There's difference when you chant, you know, and the mind is on something else. It's like if you just make an experiment, if you are in the room with someone, and then, you know, you talk, then you address the wall, and you talk, and you chant, you call that person by the name. The person says, yes, yes, I am here. But actually, you know, your attention is towards the wall or the window or something. So it's, and that person is keeping saying, yes, yes, you're calling me, what do you want? What do you want? So it's like that. Every morning we ask God for some service, but we don't really address him straight with attention. Straight in the not in the eyes, but my dear Krishna. That's what it means, chanting the names every morning. My dear Krishna, I woken up today, thank you for a new day. Please engage me in some, whatever little service I could do for you. Even once, if we, with attention, we make this prayer when we are chanting the holy name, he likes it very much. Then our day is successful. How many times we chant our 16 rounds, but without thinking that? Isn't that? It happens. Hands up if it never happened to you. Come on, I'm challenging you today. Please put your hand up if it never happened to you. It happened to me for many, many years. You know, we chant, you know, we can go into a mechanical mode, or we can go into a, just try to listen to the holy name. But actually, you know, the mantra upasana, that's the whole purpose of chanting the holy name. Mantra upasana means making connection with Krishna. I think Rancho Prabhu mentioned yesterday. After chanting, you know, it's nice to stop chanting and just sit quiet and try to reflect on what you have done. That means being rational. I mean, I differ a little bit from Rancho Prabhu. I mean, it's a good methodology to do that, but I personally I try to think before I chant, not afterwards. Try to think before, you know, let me have a meeting with Krishna, even if it's for a few seconds. So thinking of Krishna little bit when we are chanting now 16 rounds, which is 2 hours, just a few seconds of sincerity, and makes the whole 16 rounds very auspicious. Believe me, because I've experienced it. I'm sure, I shouldn't say believe me, because I'm sure you have experienced as well. But But when I think in that mood, you know, please engage me in a little service. I'm addressing you as a person. You are in my heart. And I'm calling out your name. I'm lost in this world. I don't know the way to come to you. So please guide me by giving me some service. Guide me through your names, through your devotees. Just make some arrangement that I will find my path to come close to you. So that's usually my thoughts when I chant or before I chant. And it works. So that's something. Something is better than nothing. Of course, if we think like that, not just for a few seconds, but for more, maybe for one round, if we could do that, it's very difficult. 6 minutes, you know, the mind is, it's a very, how do you say, wild goose, wild, it's actually the most difficult element, the most difficult prisoner to catch. Phenomena. It's the most difficult phenomena to control. But is it possible? It is possible just by chanting and try to be framed with the mind, with intelligence, become one with the mind, one with intelligence. I was one time, I know it's very basic, and it's for neophyte devotee, actually, the verse of Uddharidatmanatmanam natmanam avasadaye atmavatmano bandur atmaiva ripuratmana. It's a Srila Prabhupada says, you know, the new devotees, they should learn that verse, how to control the mind and make your mind your friend. It can be you, if you make your mind your friend, she will help you to think of Krishna more, to find Krishna more. She's more expert than us to find Krishna. Just like it's with the mind we discover so many things. But the same mind can discover beautiful things, the spiritual things. People, you know, they invent so much sense gratification, so many ways how to enjoy with the power of the mind. But the same mind can be dovetailed in Krishna service and you can discover beautiful ways how to come close to Krishna. So instead of the atmaiva ripuratmana, ripur means enemy, make your mind your friend, bandur. Atmano bandur. Make your mind your friend and then the same mind will become your greatest shield, warrior. Actually, the mind is a very, very wonderful phenomena. If you think of it, it has got even more power than your intelligence in one sense. Of course, there is the next verse in the Gita says, Indriyani parani ahur indriyebhya paranmana manasastu parabuddhir yobbude pardastu saha. That the matter is inferior to the senses. Indriyani means the senses. Ahur is the matter. So para means superior. And superior to the senses is the mind. Indriyebhya paranmana. Superior to the mind is the intelligence. Manasastu para. Buddhir. So you could see Sanskrit is such a wonderful language. You see this para, superior. It's always there in every line. And yobuddhi paratastu saha. Aha means the self, the soul, is higher than everything else. But nevertheless, the mind is a very powerful phenomenon because it has the power to free us or to entangle us. It's not the intelligence. The mind has the key for bondage And I also has the same key for liberation. Of course, we use the intelligence to control the mind. But once the mind is under control, what Krishna says? There's a Krishna says, one who has conquered the intelligence, then does he say that? He doesn't say that, isn't it, in the Gita? He says, one who conquers the mind is, what is it? The super soul is reached. Thank you, Siddhartha. He doesn't say one who controls the intelligence, because intelligence is kutumbini, the words in Sanskrit. It means is the actually eternally the soul, the wife of the soul. It's our eternal wife as long as we are in this material world. So it will never betray you. But mind does. The soul, the false ego actually betrays the intelligence. And then we associate with the mind. And then every time we associate, it says in the fourth canto, these three children are born, lust, anger, greed. It's like the mind becomes pregnant with these three children. If we want to know where lust, anger, greed, everything in this material world you see, buildings, mechanism, technology, it's all born from the mind. Lust, very powerful thing, greed. With greed, so much is going on, is going around. All these FTSE 100 index, the economy, it's all moving on greed. And these are elements of the offspring of the mind. You can see how much the mind is creating havoc. All the wars that you have in this world, created by the mind. The arms, the weapon, invented by the mind. Such a powerful element. Never underestimate our worst enemy, which is the mind. But the same mind can be, if it becomes favorable, it becomes a tool, a beautiful tool to create beautiful thing for Krishna. Anyway, I was drifting from the... So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's the only few words that he expressed to the Mayavadi. The only name, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur emphasized the same thing, is the only thing in the all 14 worlds. There is nothing else superior than that. Right? Is it Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Rupa Vilasa? What does he say? The holy name. So the holy name is the beautiful sound vibration that can deliver us, can deliver the mind, has the power of domesticating the mind in Kali Yuga. And then the mind will help us to be personal towards Krishna. Please engage me in some service every day. So the sound vibration, very important, more than reading so many books in silence or speaking nonsense or just dry philosophy. The holy name comes as a crown jewel above, sitting above the Vedanta philosophy. The names, because you're putting Krishna as a crown on the Vedanta. Because the Vedanta philosophies are all the words of Krishna, of God. If we don't know who is... If we know everything about the Vedas and we don't know the source, then we are missing the point. Just like you appreciate very much a painting, beautiful painting. So the painting is glorified in the... The people, they organize a great program to give an Oscar, winning Oscar to painting for being beautiful. You never seen such a thing, right? They always call the artist. People, they're curious. They want to know who is the artist. So if there is a painting, there must be an artist. If there is a Vedanta, there must be Vedanta Krit. There must be a source of the Vedanta. There must be what is that verse? Vedascha sarveraham ima vidyo. Vedanta Krit Veda Vedeva Chaham. One who understands that verse then is not an impersonalist. Krishna says, you know, if you understand Veda, you have to understand that the Vedanta is from me. Aham ima vidya. Vedanta krit veda vedeva chaham. So sound vibration, the names of Krishna this material world was built, prison house built by sound, tapasya. And we can also deliver ourselves, not by knowledge, but by sound vibration in Kali Yuga. So the sound vibration always, the names of God, very important to give deliverance in Kali Yuga. Harinam, 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 Kevalam, Kalunasteva, Kalunasteva, Nasteva, Kadiranyata. And the supreme sound vibration, to conclude the class, is Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much.